Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Freems has been wanting this since the season ended. And yesterday it appears you got your wish. Ken Rosenthal reporting, among others, that Mike Moustakas will once again be a Milwaukee Brewer. 1-year deal, mutual option for a second, although when do people ever exercise that? So let's say a 1-year deal, around $9, $10 million. We'll find out the full breakdown on it in days to come. But Mike Moustakas is back. Freems, take it away. I know you're ecstatic about this.
Well, as soon as he got traded to the Brewers, you know, I kept on hearing rental. Oh, he's a rental for the final 2 months. Have some nice prospects. They gave up some nice prospects to the Royals for him. I wanted him long term. He went on the free agent market, didn't get, like many guys, didn't get what he was looking for. And 1 year, $9-10 million, I think it's great. He's going to play third base, Travis Shaw second. Yeah, I don't want Moustakas playing any second base. He's comfortable at third. Let him play third. Shaw's already shown he can play second base. And this eight that's out there right now, There's not a weak spot at any position. I think it's terrific, man. I mean, this every position now with the Brewers is solid. 1 through 8 in that lineup. There's nothing you have to worry about. No position battles. I think they're going to be great going forward.
You said the Central is theirs for the taking now.
Well, it is. I mean, not that it's not going to take some
or
work.
That they're at least the favorites.
Well, but I think they're. If I will look at all the teams, okay, I would say the Brewers are my pick. Of course, I picked them last year to win the division. My pick to win the NL Central, I think they do. I think they have the best eight that they could put up, you know, nine with the pitcher, but the best eight position guys of anybody in the division.
Do you think the Brewers are the favorites in the NL Central? 414-799-1250.
Now, you don't like this move? What,
with the addition of the Mike Moustakas signing.
What wouldn't anybody like about this move?
What do you like about the move?
He adds a veteran bat. I think at Miller Park, the guys could hit. You know, you have a 30 home run season. They're going to lead the league in home runs. I think he was solid defensively over third base. You know, he hit 250 last year. Do I want to see him hit a little better? Didn't do well in the postseason, but I want to see a full season with the Brewers. And I think this is a, you know, to get him for 1 year at $9-10 million, I think he's a hell of a talent. And all the Brewers seem to be aboard on it. I mean, the players, Yelich, everybody was tweeting last night, they all wanted this to happen. Even Travis Shaw wanted this to happen. So I think that's, this is the better. I would rather have him play third base and Shaw at second than to have musical chairs at second base.
You're not worried about them spending money?
Well, it's up to $130 their payroll.
Because
yeah.
when Grandal signed, everybody was mad about how much money they were spending on him, and now you throw another $10 million on Moustakas, and nobody seems to care about the money part.
Well, I think here what they're going to do is I think they're going to trade somebody. I think they will deal, and it probably is Thames. There's been talk of trading Thames, and they may have to get $6 million off the book by trading Thames. So that's that might be a piece that they send out. I think it will be, actually. I think I would not be surprised if during spring training they traded Thames.
Yeah, but we did this last year. They signed Kane and Yelich, and then we said, "Oh, what?" That means they'll trade Broxton and Moustakas.
Yeah,
or
I mean they're right
Broxton
there.
And Santana. They didn't trade either of them.
Yeah, but those guys were on low salaries. They weren't making $6 million like Thames is doing. I think Thames.
So you think they'd be easier to trade?
I think they're going to trade him. I think this is a good deal. Now, obviously, Antanasio has got to be pushed to the budget on this. Maybe over budget. But we'll see how it works. This is the highest payroll in team history. But if they feel they need to slice somebody, they'll try to dump Thames for a minor leaguer.
You're going to have to help me, because I'm going to need help with this, getting to sort of the root of why this signing bothers me so much. Because I there's something about it that does bother me.
What, which is?
And we're asking you guys, does the signing of Mike Moustakas officially make the Brewers the favorite in the NL Central? 414-799-1250.
So when they traded for him last July, I don't remember you having any complaints about him coming here.
No, I was fine with it. I've always liked Mike Moustakas. I think that last season, Mike Moustakas sort of underwhelmed me. I think I expected two more. We've talked about that plenty of times.
Yeah, I mean, could he have better numbers? Absolutely. But, you know, the guy is a terrific addition, I think, to the team. He only upgrades the team. He makes the team better. I would rather have him at third, Shaw at second, and instead of having the guys they thought they were going to try to, you know, Spangenberg and Saladino and Perez, I'd rather have Perez in the outfield as a fourth or a fifth outfielder.
All right, I'll tell you what I like about the signing first. I like that the Brewers are willing to spend money to make their team better.
Sure.
I like that they're not being held back by restrictions. I like that. I think that that's good. You should try to put the best team together possible, and the Brewers think that this is the best way to do it. Financially, I'm fine with any of that. Again, it's not my money, and I want them to spend money to get better. So that's good. I like that. I like that it seems to be an offensive upgrade. Again, I was not thrilled with his numbers last year. I think I expected too much out of him, but, you know, a guy that can come in here, hit 260, on base percentage around, you know, 310 maybe. Last year he was good for three wins above replacement. So maybe this is, maybe 9 million is the difference between three wins, which could be the difference between making the playoffs and not. So I like it from that perspective. I like that they are trying to win. What I don't like is I don't know if they're better defensively. Everyone's just assuming Travis Shaw can go back to second base. I don't think Travis Shaw wants to go back to second base. He has said the right things, but when I've talked to him in the locker room, I've talked to him about how he wants to be an everyday player, how he likes third base, how he likes first base, and how, all right, I guess I'll go play second. He was confused at first when it happened. Apparently he's friends with Moustakas, so he's willing. He said the right things again before the signing that, yeah, I'd welcome him back. But I do think that if Shaw's going to be one of your long-term pieces, I think you're taking a little bit too much risk with Travis Shaw in rocking the apple cart here.
Well, I'll say this, okay? Brian Anderson, when he was on the show with us out at the toy drive, he said that Shaw liked the fact that he was playing second base because he realizes that, hey, at second base, this makes me a more marketable player, a guy with some power, left-handed power at second base. This is going to help me because at third base, sure, there's a third baseman with some power, great, but a second baseman who can hit from the left side with some power, that's kind of a big deal. That helps him when he becomes a free agent or he's looking for that long-term contract with the Brewers. That's going to help him out in that area. So how he's really feeling, you and I will never know because we don't know him, just like
right.
Nobody else knows him. So, but Anderson says this, you get a feeling one way. Who knows what their true feeling is, but like what you just said, first of all, he makes the team better. He makes the team better.
Offensively.
Moustakas, yes.
Shaw's a better defender at third, I feel.
Yeah.
Shaw, I think that he played second base last year, but he wasn't tested too much. Now, I know that the Brewers, they love positional versatility, so I don't think it is fair to say Shaw's the second baseman now because there will be a lot of games where he starts at second for five innings and then goes over to third and then goes over the first like they've done in the past. Another thing I don't think I like about the signing is I think that the Brewers are trying to recreate the magic they had last year when last year might have been an isolated situation. I think that they do need more pitching. I would rather see them again get starting pitching. And what I also don't like, and I think this is the real root of the problem for me, is I think that people are just with the Brewers willing to say, oh, whatever they do, fine. Let's not question it because it worked once. I don't know that it's going to work again for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Work in what way?
that they're going to win. I think a lot of people assume, because it's the same team, they assume they're going to win the Central again. I don't think they're going to win the Central this year. I think they're going to regress a little bit. I'm not even sure they're going to make the playoffs, but I don't want to say that out loud, because then everyone will not like me, and I'm not on board, and then we're going to lose listeners because I've been paid to say my real opinions, but instead I've got fear that it's not going to work out. My gut feeling is that Mike Moustakas' situation isn't going to work out, but I can't say that without being called Skip Bayless Jr., because I can't have my real opinions. Everything that I say has to be some sort of hot take. Like when I tell Brewers fans that I know you only like Mike Moustakas because you can go Moose. Oh, that's not me being Skip Bayless. That's me telling the truth that you're too stupid to comprehend. Because if his name was Mike Stakas, nobody would be excited that we got Mike Stakas back. But because it's Mike Moustakas, and we can do funny moose gifts, and we can say moose in the stands. Like Mike Moustakas.
Well, if you think
I'm not wrong about that, you're going to think I'm wrong about that. And if you think I'm wrong about that, it's because deep down you know I'm right.
So you think the Brewers think the fans are on board with Moustakas because they want to say moose. Boy, you're really selling the Brewer fans their knowledge short.
Yeah, God, I think I am.
You think Brewer fan is a complete idiot if you think that's the case.
I think some of them are.
Ooh, okay.
Some of these people that didn't care about this team until July of last year get to go to the ballpark, get hammered, and say moose.
Yeah.
And now Mike Moustakas is back, and they're all tweeting and Facebook, let's go, let's go, moose.
Well, that let's go, that was Yelich who invented that.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter about 5,000 times.
But, all right, so if you don't want moose, okay, you're saying the alternative of having Shaw playing third base and those three guys, Saladino, Spangenberg, who I think is terrible, and Aaron Perez, you'd rather have those three guys rotate at second base?
I guess what I would like to get across today is I understand the Moustakas addition. I think that it's fine. The Brewers are trying to make their team better, and they're willing to spend money to do that. So for those reasons, I am satisfied.
Well, that's all you need.
What I don't like is what it might do to Travis Shaw. I don't think he's going to like playing the second. I just have a gut feeling. I mean, if people want to throw out OBPs and slugging percentage and, you know, home run friendly ballparks, I mean, you can argue all day that the Moustakas signing is better on paper, because it is. I'm just telling you, I have a gut feeling that it's not going to work out. And if I'm wrong, fine. I am just telling you what my gut feeling is. Also, I think that Brewer fans, and I don't want to revert back to anti-fan guy, but I really think that Brewer fans are just, I just think that they've bought in so much on last year's philosophy that we can't be sure that wins again this season.
Okay. So what would you have rather had them do if they were going to sign Moose?
I would rather them get a pitcher.
Well, here's this.
But if that wasn't available, which it hasn't been for 3 years for some reason.
Okay, if you would have told me this, if you would have said, okay, you have a chance to sign Moose or Dallas Keuchel, I would have taken Dallas Keuchel.
Right.
Of course. Yes. And rotate those guys at second base. If I had to pay a little bit more for Dallas, for Keuchel, I would have taken him a Moose. Of course. But obviously, I'm sure they checked into it, and it didn't fall in their way. So they signed Moose. They got him for a nice price. And, they're going to go forward with, they upgraded at the catcher spot. There's a few guys in that team. You hope they're going to have even better years than they did last year. Can Yelich repeat as an MVP candidate? Had so many things go right for this team in September last year. But it takes a lot of work to win a division title. It's going to be, they're just not going to be handed. It's going to be tough. I still think they're the favorite, but it's going to be very tough to repeat as division champs.
So, again, I want to make clear that I think the Moustakas signing is fine, that I like when they spend money to make their team better. I will always like that about baseball clubs. I will always like that. I fear that trying to recreate last season's magic is not going to work out. I don't know if they can mash their way to a Central Division championship again. The bats all over the place, including Moustakas, got cold in the NLCS. I still think you need pitching, but the Brewers are trying to go the hitting route again. And I'm rooting for this team. I want them to win. I will be living and dying with every pitch again this season. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think they're going to win the Central. And I just have a bad gut feeling about the Moose signing. And if I'm wrong, fine. But I am right about the fact that if his name is Mike Stakas, people wouldn't be as excited
that
his name
about.
Is Mike Moustakas. I am right about that.
That's the furthest. Okay, I don't care.
Because you know I'm right.
I don't know. I don't care. But I think people, most importantly, they look at a guy who's going to help the team out, and they become a better team. And I don't think it's better getting the band back together. If they would have done that, they wouldn't have got Grandal for their catcher spot. They would have kept the catcher spot as it was. The rotating between Pena and Kratz, but they upgraded at the catcher spot. And those are tough outs. Those eight guys in the lineup, that's some tough outs. Yeah, it is a little worrisome that they didn't upgrade the starting pitching. I was hoping they were going to do that. See, again, signing Dallas Keuchel would have been a terrific lift for these guys, man. But, you know, they probably tried and they figured they couldn't do it. But I'll tell you what, the way free agency is going right now, there's a lot of guys that are pissed off in baseball because players are getting up there in years, like Moustakas, getting up there in years, the second part of their career, and they're not getting paid as a result.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Mike Moustakas has been signed by the Brewers, according to reports. So the band is back together. Does this make them the NL Central favorite, or are you worried about one of the other teams yet in the division? 414-799-1250.
There goes Brandon.
Just happy to know that the Brewers gave me a chance to come play some postseason baseball. I mean, there's nothing like October baseball, and I'm fortunate enough to be here, fortunate enough to be playing such a great stadium and city, fans, and it's just been a lot of fun so far.
That's Mike Moustakas after Game 1 of the NLDS with the walk-off hit to put the Brewers up 1-0 in that series against the Rockies, which they would eventually win, advance to the NLCS, lose to the Dodgers, but Mike Moustakas is coming back. I think a lot of people are elated about that. I think a lot of people are acting like we just signed Bryce Harper. Mike Moustakas is a good player. I don't remember him playing as well as I think a lot of other people seem to.
Well, I don't know who's reacting like they signed Bryce Harper, but I think people look at this as maybe the final piece, and now the team is set. He had a pretty good series against the Rockies. He had 364 in that three-game sweep of the Rockies. He slipped off dramatically against the Dodgers, as a lot of guys did. But for his career, Moustakas is only a .217 hitter in the postseason, and that's over 41 games. So those numbers aren't great, all right? But overall, I think this guy, Miller Park is a perfect place for him, as is Yelich and guys like that. But I think he's going to have a solid year and hit a lot of home runs for these guys.
I'll be flat out honest with you right now. I got a lot of people Facebooking us, tell Bart to quit crying.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people online.
Well, you knew it was coming.
Why is Bart such a downer? Can I talk out of school here for a second?
Sure. We did that last Friday on the show.
What happened there?
We did a shoot interview. I don't know how that came up either, too. We can get to that later on.
I don't want to.
Why?
I listened to it.
Could they talk at the time?
No.
Oh, I say people. They were asking, but they're talking about you and I, and I was giving them honest assessments. I didn't say everything, no. As you know, I soft sold some of that stuff, but yeah. Go ahead.
It was odd. It was weird to hear you open up like that.
That's All-Star Weekend material right there. That's when there's no team play the night before and no team playing that weekend except for an All-Star game.
All right, so to talk out of school, the show is doing well. People are liking the show, okay? There are more people listening to our show than ever. And I feel like if I tell my real feelings on the Brewers, I'm going to alienate a lot of people because I don't think they're going to win the Central this year. And I'm kind of down on the prospects of them going to the playoffs. And so while we're getting paid to say our true opinions and have conversation about it, I feel like to keep the momentum going, I've got to just suck it up and lie and tell you how much I think the Brewers are going to win when, truthfully, I don't.
Well, okay.
I think the Bucks, I think, are going to go to the finals. That is true Bart feeling. The Brewers, I think they're going to miss out on the playoffs, and I don't know if I can say that.
And that could happen.
Because people will get mad.
Well, why would you worry about that?
Because they're not going to want to listen.
Why would you ever worry about the audience getting mad? Yeah, it could happen. Of course it could happen. I mean, do I think they're going to win 96 games? Man, no way. Do I think they're going to? I mean, if you were told me take it over and under on 96 wins, I'd say, oh, definitely under. Are they going to match the magic that they had last year? Man, that's tough. That is really, really tough. Yeah, to get to the World Series, to get to the postseason, man, that was a tough haul to get to Game 7 of the NLCS. That was a tough, tough run, man, that they made. But all you hope is they put the pieces together and the front office does their job to put them in position. Now it's up to these guys to actually perform. And if they don't do it, hey, the front office tried. And some of these guys, it just wasn't it. Or somebody else some other team has a better year than them. That remains to be seen. But I think the Brewers put the best possible team on the field for when they open up at the end of March.
So are the Brewers the favorites in the Central after the Mike Moustakas signing? That's the topic, Woody. Are the Brewers the favorites in the NL Central because of the Mike Moustakas signing? 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Mike in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys. So the signing to me is ho-hum, honestly. I think you could get the same production out of Shaw for maybe like one-fourth of the price. I like Moustakas. I think he's a good player, but I don't know, man. I'm not exactly sold, and I'm not going to put all my chips on him, you know, being one of the main focal points of the offense. The other thing that kind of, I guess, irks me a little bit is that Keston Hiura is going to have to spend another season in the minors, and he's your top prospect, so I hope he's not going to be a championship because he's a kid really special, and that's another reason why I'm not really that stupidly sold on the re-signing of Moustakas.
Well, Hiura, who knows with injuries? Who knows with injuries, him or Dubon, if they are on this team or not? It could get till July, and Dubon and Hiura are your double play combination. Okay, that could very well be the case. With
right,
injuries.
Nobody expected Nate Orphan, Tyler Saladino to be turning two last season.
You never know how that's going to turn out. But, I mean, to start the season, either one of those guys are going to start on the roster. Let's see what happens once you get to August 1st or, you know, the end of July when the trading deadline happens, what actually happens. So they're putting out a team right now because they feel those two guys aren't ready to play in the majors, and they get Moustakas. But, yeah, we'll see what happens in July. But Moustakas, the signing of Moustakas, does not roadblock either one of those guys from making a contribution to the team this year.
But it might delay it. I think that people... Now, a Hiura would be going from AA to the majors.
Yeah.
Which is like a rare thing to do. Not saying Hiura couldn't do it, but I think a lot of us are getting anxious to see Keston Hiura up here. I just want to see him up here when he's ready. I don't know if he's ready or not. I just want to see him up here when he's ready.
Yeah.
And if he's ready and they keep him in the minors like the Blue Jays did with Vlad Guerrero Jr.,
well, it's
I don't want to see that.
We made a big deal. Let's get Arcia up here. Let's get him up here. Let's get him up. And then he was up here, and it was a little underwhelming. And, you know, they've had to set him down to the minor leagues. So, you know, these guys can put up all sorts of numbers in the farm system, but until you get them at the major league level, you don't know. I mean, you don't know about either one of those guys.
Ken's in West Bend at 799-1250. Beer Count Kenny. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Hi, Kenny.
Good morning.
Hey, Bart, did your hot water heater break at your house? And did you dry off with a cold towel this morning after you took that cold shower with all that ranting? My goodness.
I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been shoveling 8 inches of snow at 3:30 in the morning every day for the last 3 weeks, and I've had enough of it.
Why won't it stop snowing?
I don't know, but it's going to snow again tomorrow.
We were not supposed to get this much snow, were we?
No, it's just stupid.
I mean, there were spinouts on the freeway on the way here. It's like, come on.
No, and what I would have to say, I absolutely love the signing of Moustakas because it's solidified. Here, our Billy Beane did two things again this year that he did like he did last year. He signed two great outfielders last year. This year, he upgraded the catcher's position because what we're looking for is offense. And by doing that, both Pena and Kratz are now going to be watching a lot of games with Grandel coming in. Furthermore, by putting Moustakas on the team and putting his bat in the lineup consistently now every day, along with Shaw, and here's my prediction that the Brewers are going to do, and this is really going to get people fired up, but you don't want a left-handed second baseman. What the hell would you want a left-handed second baseman for? Shaw is going to probably end up at first, and you're going to see him get rid of 24. They're going to trade him. They're going to do something to move him because he cannot hit for a situation. So with that being the case, Shaw will be your second baseman. Saladino will probably start the year Shaw will be your first baseman. Saladino will be your second baseman. Hero will come up whenever he comes up and they're ready. They saw what happened with Arcia. His bat stunk, but his defense was great. So if he gets his bat going, you've got seven solid guys in the lineup without Arcia's bat. And that, with that being the case, that's what this team needs is offense. If it weren't for a couple of Craig Council blunders in the playoffs managing Jefferson, bringing him in, the fact of the matter is the Brewers would have been in a World Series. But the only team that cruised through the playoffs last year was the Boston Red Sox. Because they were unified, they had hitting, they had great pitching. The Brewers had great pitching, no two ways about it. But they struggled with the bats when they needed them in key games. But the fact of the matter is that this team is on the rise. They are the team to beat in the Central, and they're going to be very difficult to knock off in the Central.
I'll say, okay, back to the Jeffers thing, that kind of struck a chord to me a little bit. Yeah, he wasn't great in the postseason at all. But during the regular season, he was. So what was so bad about putting Jeffers in those moments in the postseason?
Yeah, when you keep going to him when he's struggling, that's ridiculous.
That might be, okay. They went with him maybe one too many times. I'll say that.
Yeah, but, especially when you had Hader and Knebel, and Knebel was pitching lights out. He should have reverted back to being the closer.
Who's that, Jeffers?
Knebel.
Oh, Knebel. Oh, Knebel was fantastic, yeah.
He should have. Here, it should have went 7th, 8th, and 9th should have went one batter at a time for Jeffress. If he gets a batter, great. If he doesn't get the batter, get him out. But the way he stayed with him, oh, my God, it cost them games in the playoffs, which they could have won, Chuck. And that's really, as a fan, and I've been a long time, decades, going back to the old county stadium because I grew up in the city. But, you know, seeing that opportunity get blown, and who knows what would have happened against Boston if the Brewers would have made it.
Yeah, I hear you. Maybe he showed, when Jeffers was struggling, showed a little bit too much confidence in going back to his struggling guy, and it ended up costing him in the long run anyway. Jeffers, like, I feel like after every game, a loss or even a win, we were going to Jeffers, his locker, and saying, you know, Jeremy, what's going on? And he was saying, no, I just had a bad outing. You know, that's just baseball. It was always one time after another, and it was a struggle. And then, you know, game seven too. So, but he was so good for them throughout the season that I think Craig just thought, hey, I'm going to continue to go after him because he's going to give me the production I got from out of him in the post in the regular season.
So does the Moustakas signing make the Brewers the favorite to you?
Yeah, I thought they, you know, even going in, I think the winner of this division is going to win 89 to 92 games. Last year, I thought it was going to be like 89, and I picked the Brewers because it's going to be all these teams in the division have upgraded and are decent. I just didn't want Moustakas to go to St. Louis. I didn't want to take from us and him going to St. Louis, and he helps them out over there. Yeah, I think it does. I think it does make them the favorite. Now, the only thing is, can this pitching hold up? And as I told you earlier, if you could have got Dallas Keuchel instead of Moustakas, of course you would take that.
I'm still going Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers right now. 799-1250.
Brewers third.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go Brewers, Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs, I'll say.
414-799-1250. Does the Moustakas signing make the Brewers the favorite in the division? It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Do want to remind you that Bart's Breakfast Bonanza continues at Perkins. It is only available, guys, for a limited time, where you get three eggs done how you like, the four pancakes, four pieces of bacon or sausage, and then some hash browns. There's this podcast called I'm Fat Podcast. And they were commenting at me that that's not enough food.
P-H-A-T?
No.
F-A-T.
It's called the I'm Fat Podcast.
Okay.
And they said, I don't know how they got into it, but they said, hey, that's not enough food. And I said, are you kidding me? It's three eggs, hash browns, four pancakes, the meat. A lot of people can't finish these things. I had a couple people tweet me this weekend. They did take it down. Good for you guys. You get it all for $6.99. So I'm not sure you're going to find a much better deal than that for breakfast. And they do serve it all day long. Today is a Monday, and you know what that means. It's Pie Society Monday at Perkins. So when you go, if you eat there after 11 o'clock, you'll get a free slice of pie for your dessert at Perkins after 11. And again, Bart's Breakfast Bonanza available just for a limited time. Let me read you this tweet from TG.
Somebody's saying that I'm P-H-A-T. I get that all the time on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
P-H-A-T.
Yes. Yes.
So I roll. A slang word that was cool for 2 months in 1998 has gone away.
Don't understand why people still use it, but yeah. It called a lot of things, but some once in a while, somebody will, too often maybe, people will drop that on me. I get it.
I haven't heard the word P-H-A-T in 20 years, and I haven't heard someone make the joke, do you mean fat P-H-A-T? In 20 years either.
Just look at my Twitter account and the praises. So I'm just saying, player.
So you're saying when people want to interact with Chuck Freeman on Twitter at Chuck Freeman, they take the time to pull up their account and say, Chuck, you are so fat.
Yes. P-H-A-T.
A-T. Okay.
I don't get it myself.
I take your word on it.
Seems like we got a lot of reaction to this Moustakas thing. Full phone lines. Great.
Great, that's all we use to judge it.
that's how we judge the show.
People are listening, the phones are ringing.
Yep.
799-1250. TG says, hey Bart, didn't you say the Cubs would win the division last year? Dude, all I ask is that you don't go on that Chicago station again and sound weak. That's not the identity of our city, man. Maybe in Fond du Lac, but not Milwaukee.
Oh, no, not Fond du Lac. Don't bring Fond du Lac into this. That tweeters put that, or you said maybe not in Fond du Lac?
TG said that. He said maybe in Fond du Lac, not in Milwaukee.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, in your defense, a lot of people picked the Cubs to win the division last year. It was great to see the Cubs lose twice on their home field in consecutive days to the Brewers and the Rockies and to finish off their season. I mean, that couldn't have gone any better. I was in Chicago this weekend. I saw less Cubs jerseys than I did a year ago this time in Chicago. Go figure. In the wintertime last year, saw a lot of year before Cubs jerseys. Hardly saw any of that. Yeah, led this past year. Of course, I wore my Brewers stuff proudly down there. Didn't get any comments. People know if they would have said something, I would have given a little forearm shiver. No comments at all. How can you rip on the best team in the National League Central Division, the Milwaukee Brewers?
They were. They won it last year.
You're winning again this year.
And I disagree on that.
Yep.
Not that that doesn't mean I'm not going to root for it.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
And but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I still think it's the best. I think they're the best team in the division yet. I do. Thought going into the season last year, they were the best team in the division. I'm going to say it again this year.
Does the Moustakas signing, which was reported yesterday by Ken Rosenthal, about $10 million, he's coming back for a year. Does it make the Brewers the favorite in the division? 414-799-1250. Let's get to Mike, who is in Waukesha. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys. I think what you're going to get with Moose is probably the same as you got last year, maybe a little better. You know, now he's got a chance to learn some of these National League pitchers. He did come from the American League, So, you know, you might get a little better at him. Hopefully you do. But I think there's a couple things that everybody states. Like they always say, oh, the offense went stagnant in the playoffs. Well, really, in the playoffs, run sort of premium. It's like an all-star game. You're facing gas. You're facing, I mean, these guys are out there. Runs are, you're not going to see a lot of 8 to 7, 12 to 3, whatever. You're not going to see a lot of games like that. But I think the biggest thing is everybody's selling his pitching staff short. I wish we did have a left-hand starter. We don't. Maybe that'll change. But, you know, these two guys, if one or both of them make it into this rotation with Woodruff and Burns, these guys were brought up perfect. I disagreed with it last year. I wanted Burns to be a starter. But these guys pitched in the highest pressure situations last year in the playoffs, coming in playoff baseball. And these guys have seen all the pressure they're going to see. So the mental part of their game is pretty much in hand. That's not going to be an issue with them. They're not going to get shook up if they get banged around a little bit. I think this pitching staff is going to be better than last year. And I may be wrong, but I think I'm looking at these guys and I'm thinking, this is going to be a healthy Zach Davies. You got Burns, you got Woodruff, you got Chacin, and who knows, maybe Chase Anderson straightens himself out and comes back. Don't even count Jimmy Nelson, he's gone. But I just think you're really, really looking at a pitching staff that could be outstanding.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Well, they had to lean so much on their bullpen last year. But it's just funny how, you know, the two starters at the top of the rotation, Anderson and Davies, they couldn't count on them in the postseason, but they relied on Burns and Woodruff, who were great in September and, you know, into October, both of those guys. Yeah, you're right on, man. Given the pressure situations both guys were in last year, if both of those guys, I mean, I'd love to see both of those guys make the starting rotation.
Well, I'm getting worried about the Burns thing. I mean, we'll hear from Craig Counts a little bit later. There's five guys that they're going to go into opening day with, probably as the starting five. There's going to be a handful of guys that they're going to say, these guys are going to be starters at some point. We think 162. We don't just think one game for, because we always are like, who's going to make opening day? And then, you know, maybe Burns doesn't, but then he's there on day two for a start. So, you know, we do get kind of caught up in that. But Corbin Burns, I think, should be starting. And Council was throwing some names out the other day. He said there's a group of five that we have in there. And that group of five is Chacin, Chase Davies, Jimmy, and Woodruff, which means no Corbin Burns. And then he was even throwing Josh Tomlin's name around, the guy from the Indians they signed, and they think he could be a part of the rotation come opening day.
Well, he never looks at it. As we know, Council never calls them starting pitchers. He just calls them outgetters. He says, I want this guy to take me a certain amount of innings, get a certain amount of outs, and then this guy takes over. And that's the way he looks at it. So just because he's got Tomlin starting a game, if Tomlin makes the roster, doesn't mean that guy's going to go eight innings like, you know, like the older days of baseball. So he looks at them. He doesn't look at starters, relievers. He just looks at all those guys as outgetters and how many innings the guy could take me.
Nato on Twitter wants to know if you know that FAT stands for pretty hot and tempting.
Well, there you go.
P-H-A-T.
You know, okay. Just make sure you don't get too sick when you call me that on Twitter.
Pretty hot and tempting.
I hear you, player.
799-1250. Let's get to TJ in Greenfield. What's up, TJ?
Hey, TJ.
Good morning, boys.
Yo.
I think, I don't know if Suter's going to be ready for the start of the season or not, but he's a big part of the rotation.
They could end up, because they're going to have to make a 40-man roster move, they could end up putting him on the 60-day DL yet.
I think that's the way it's going
to
go.
Otherwise, they're going to have to like cut Saladino for Moustakas or do something with Thames, which a lot of people think they're going to do, although he's owed $7 million, so I don't think they're just going to flat out cut him. So I would not be surprised if Suter goes to the 60-day DL. I'd love to see him back soon. But that could be a move.
No, they're not going to release. They're just not going to flat out release Thames. Somebody's going to want him, and they could deal a low prospect to get him, for a low prospect to get him off the books. So that
I wouldn't be surprised if Thames is on the move, especially now that we did acquire Moustakas. And I think it's a good pickup, mainly because I trust him over the course of a year more than I trust Hernan Perez or Tyler Saladino or whatever other journeyman we're going to
Spangenberg.
Base. Yeah.
Corey Spangenberg,
I trust him much more over a course of a season than I do those guys. And I think Travis Shaw was more than serviceable in his time over there last year. And I think, you know, given the practice he's going to get now and that experience he had there last year, I think he's going to be just fine. And I don't know, you had a call a little bit ago. He said you don't want to put a lefty at second, but I'm pretty sure that Travis Shaw throws right-handed. So I don't know where he was going with that, but you know, I think it's going to be a fine move, and it's just another lefty bat in the lineup, and I really like that. So,
well, I'll tell you this.
Going to be fine.
I'll tell you this though. Yeah, I thought that caller, I'm sure he meant that a left-handed bat at second base, which I didn't understand, but I think we all know, because I mean, you can't have a lefty playing third base either, left-handed thrower. So I think he understood. I think he was probably referring to where he hit from the plate.
799-1250-414-799-1250. Does the Moustakas signing make the Brewers the favorite in the NL Central? Jay is downtown. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going? Well, I'm actually at Wrestling Depot now. I was downtown. I hope you guys are doing good this morning. I just thought, because even if the Brewers would have went out and got a pitcher, it's still risk involved with every move that you make in sports, period. So I feel like they just felt like they that it would felt better for them to just go out and get a heavy offense. That's kind of what got them there last year, and they're probably going to get up on the staff that they have right now. I do agree that they are going to make another trade, maybe for a starting pitcher, but you know, no one is really signed yet, so none of the dominoes are going to fall to some of these big names get off the list. That's really all I had to say.
Yeah. There's no guarantees that any of this is going to work, or that Yelich is going to have a terrific season like he did, and Yelich is going to be as good as he was. Or, you know, Aguilar, I think there's a little bit concerned about Aguilar, the way he performed in the second part of the season last year, Bart, that he wasn't as good after the break as he was before, or right around the 1st of July when he was just putting the team on first half of the season. The guy could do no wrong. Then he struggled a little bit in the second part of the season. Bat looked a little slow through the zone. And maybe there's a concern about him.
I told you he should have never been in that home run derby.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I never said that.
No. I don't know if – but I'm sure there's some people who have said that. But I don't know if that – I mean, if one home run hitting contest, as I call it, home run derby, if that's going to ruin your season, man, I don't know. These guys are – a lot of these guys swing for the fences in batting practice anyway.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Does the Mike Moustakas signing make the Brewers the favorite in the NL Central? We'll continue to take your reaction on that. And we are going to play one of our favorite games. We're going to compare the rosters between St. Louis, Chicago, and the Brewers. Typically, we just do Chicago and the Brewers.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to throw St. Louis into the mix.
Yeah.
Taking your calls, 799-1250. It is Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.